Welcome to Divine You, the podcast. My name is Johanna and I'm so excited to be here with you today in a new episode of Divine You. Divine You is all about your inner wisdom meeting outer transformation. So inner wisdom is your intuition, inner guidance, and outer transformation is more manifestation and to really go for the things that you want in your life. So today we are going to talk about why you're here. And I'm going to share three tips to really find out what your purpose is in this life and how you can find your own purpose. And what I notice in my own life and also from the clients I'm working with is often the question, why am I here? What am I even doing here? What is this all about? And I want to give you some peace in this question, also some insight in my own journey on how I found my own purpose, and just also give you some hints and some tips and some ideas how you can find your own purpose. Let's start with the first tip that I want to give you today. And this is more like an energetic shift. It's more a belief, a thought, something that I just want to give you as a gift. And that's the thought or the idea that you're supposed to be here. And you're supposed to be here just because you are here. It's pretty simple. You are here, and that means you're supposed to be here. And there's already a reason and a deeper meaning behind it. And even though you don't know it yet or you don't understand it yet, it is here. You are here. And that's a purpose in itself. It's like a flower or a butterfly. They don't ask for a reason or purpose. They're just like, I'm here. And I'm just here to fly or to blossom. And they don't ask themselves why. Just as humans, we do that. But just remember that when you're here, then you are here because you're supposed to be here. In your existence is already a deeper meaning. And for me, it's also just to see everyone and everything on this planet as a co-creation. So you are a part of the whole thing, that is called Earth or Universe. So that's the reason why you're here, because you are a part of the whole thing. So that's your purpose. And if you don't have any other purpose, that's a purpose that is already there. You're here because you're meant to be here. And the bad news is that that means that everything is included. We tend to believe that finding our purpose or knowing our purpose means that after that, there's always just the good things. It's just the good side of life. But that's not true. There's always duality. And duality always means even in your purpose and having a purpose, you will have both sides. You will have the nice sides, the good sides, and also the bad sides. So, and even in the depth of just being on this planet and just living, you have both sides, the good ones and the bad ones. So even if for right now, your purpose is just, I'm just here, because I'm just supposed to be here. Something brought me here. You will still experience both sides. Doesn't matter how rich you are, how beautiful you are, you will always have the good things and the bad things. So that also belongs to the first tip because, yeah, it's just always good to remember, I would say. The second tip is that the more pressure, the worse it gets. The more you want to find your purpose and you really go for it and you try to find it, the worse it gets, the further you distance yourself from your purpose. And I remember I wanted to find my purpose. I mean, I was searching for it when I became a teenager. I was like kind of looking for it, but not consciously. I was just like doing the things I was doing. But in 2018, 2019, I was reading Find Your Why by Simon Sinek. And I loved the book, but I never fully found my why. I was still lost. And It even seemed like, looking back, that the harder I tried, the further I went away from it. The harder I tried to find my one purpose, my one why, the worse it got. So even with my clients that I see, like during the period of a couple of months, I notice that when they try to find their purpose, they usually don't find it. And that will bring me to tip three, which is an extension of tip two. But for now, if you pressure, but if you really want it, your energy is in the field of the absence of it. So it's not in the field of it's there, I receive it, already done. It's energetically in the field of it's not here. It's not here yet. And thus you create and attract the same of it's not here yet. And that's probably not what you want. So pushing harder, trying harder is not the way out. It's rather the way which brings you further in the other direction. So don't pressure, just relax. And that brings me to tip three, which is my favorite, and that's my own experience. This changed my life forever. And I'm so glad that I can share it with you today, because I honestly haven't shared it in a proper way since I got this insight. I didn't share it. So this is something very special and unique to me as well. So as I already said, I was searching for my why. I was like, why am I here? What am I even doing here? There was questions I had in my head. I was like, why? Why is it like that? Why am I here? What am I doing here? What am I supposed to do? What is this whole life thing about? So I was honestly struggling like crazy and did not really see my direction, even though I was following my intuition and my inner guidance and thought and felt like that's part of it. But I always had like the idea that there would be like a deeper experience of a feeling where I just would feel it and my whole body would be like, yes, that feels right. That's my purpose. This year, and now comes the story, this year, I was in Chiang Mai in Thailand, and I went into a shopping mall, and suddenly I was hearing incredibly loud music, and like teenagers screaming. And I was like, what is it? I have to go. I have to look. What is it? What is going on there? So I went there, and what I saw was a stage, lots of people around it, screaming, like celebrating, just like being quite excited. And then there were like dance groups that were going on stage doing their performance, and then they left. And I found out it was a dance competition. I was like, wow, because it instantly brought me back to my teenager years when I was 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. And I used to do a lot of creative things like theater, painting, and I also used to dance in a hip-hop company. No one believes that nowadays, but I have pictures and there are also videos on YouTube, which you probably can't find, but I know how to find them. So I was dancing in a hip-hop company very ambitiously, just like with lots of fun, lots of joy. So it was also quite successful, I have to say. However, and that's what I remembered in the moment in this in a shopping mall in Chiang Mai, I remembered how freaking scared I was. I was so scared. And back then I couldn't understand, I couldn't comprehend, I couldn't reflect on it. But looking back in that moment, I realized I was so scared of judgment. I was so scared of someone disliking me. Someone could say like, she's too much, she's too expressive, she's not good enough, she's too good, she's too beautiful, she's ugly, whatever. Like someone not liking me. And I felt that. I really felt that in the moment in the shopping mall in Chiang Mai, even though it was like 10, 15 years ago. And I also remember how I wanted to express myself more, dance more, and do duo competitions, like just two people dancing together, or like even a solo, like dancing on my own. And I was too scared. I couldn't do it. I was like so freaking scared of everything that I just kept myself together, pushed my dreams down, pushed my, also my love for dancing down, pushed like myself down, didn't allow myself to express fully, to really go for it, just to believe in my dreams, just to try myself out. I couldn't do it. I didn't allow myself to do it. And when I was standing there in the shopping mall, I realized that that's my biggest pain. The pain of holding myself back and making myself small. I also realized that all those past years were all about going into the opposite direction, really owning my bigness, my power, getting to know myself better with my strength and also my weaknesses, and just really tapping into my own power and owning it. My power as a human being, my power as a woman, as a friend, as a partner, as a coach, as a mentor, and allowing myself to believe in myself, believe in my truth, really listening to my inside and following it. So it was all about stepping into my own greatness. And that was the realization when my why came. I was like, that's my why. My why is helping people, and especially women, because I'm one of them, to step into their fullest expression of themselves, like fully own their power and their greatness, and not holding themselves back or making themselves small, but fully owning the full being that they are. And that was the moment when my business as a coach totally got onto a new level of that's why I'm doing the work. That's why I'm here. And it was really like a new evolution. It was like a new step, a new level, a new something, which totally changed how I see my work, how I see myself, how I see my clients, how I see new clients. It changed everything. Because suddenly it was not me coaching or me getting new clients or me working with a group or doing a program. It was suddenly, this is why I'm here for. I'm here to get as many women as I can into their greatness, to support them, to guide them, to love them, to hold them, to be with them, to see them in their greatness, to just support them in every way possible. And it kind of got away from like my little self, a bit of an egoistic self, like I want more money, I want more things, I want more travel, I want more beauty around me, into I don't even care about that. I want more women and their greatness. That's what I care about. So it was such a massive shift for me, which changed so much in the way I work and also in the way I support people and walk with them. So That was immense. And what I want to share and why I'm sharing the story is all about your purpose will come when you're ready to receive it, when you're open for it, when the moment is right. You cannot pressure it. It will come when it's ready to come. It will be there when it's supposed to be there. There will be a moment when you understand why you're here. And it doesn't even matter whether it's in 5 years or 5 days or 20 years. It doesn't even matter. Because before that, you already do an amazing job and you already do your work and do your things and expand and grow. So it does not even matter. But there will be a moment where you know, and you will be blown away by that moment. You will be like, wow, this is it. This is it. There's no other moment. This is the moment. And you can trust that this moment will come for you as well. And maybe it already was there. So you're, I know this moment. Or you're like, I'm so looking forward when the moment is coming. So excited. I'm so euphoric because it will come, I'm sure. Because it will come. You can just trust. You can trust. And it will come in the moment when you least expect it. It's like with relationship. When you don't expect it, it will come. It will be there. So trust that it will come. And I want to finish this episode with a quote from Mark Twain, and then also with a question for you to get closer to your purpose in life. And the quote is from Mark Twain. I already said that, and it is, the two most important days in your life are the day you're born and the day you find out why. Isn't that beautiful? So there will be a day for sure where you find out what your why is. The question that I want to give you today is, that you really ask yourself, what is it that I already know that it brings me closer to my purpose or my calling, but I haven't done it yet? What is the thing where I know I should do it? And maybe something that you can do today or tomorrow, something that just moves you closer to your purpose and you just know it because something is guiding you. They just have like the feeling, I need to do that. I need to go there. I need to call that person. I need to hone into that energy. I need to book the coaching, whatever. Just follow this impulse. I also remember the day when I went into the mall. It was like an intuitive guidance saying, go to the mall. And I was like, yes, I go to the mall. And I even had an appointment afterwards and I was late for the appointment because when I went into the mall, I was like, I have to go there. I have to go. So I went there and everything clicked and then I had the appointment and I was a bit late. But yes, that's sometimes how life works. So ask yourself, what is the one thing you should do? You already know that you should do it, that brings you closer to your calling and purpose. And just follow this intuitive guidance. It's like, yes, I know, that's it. So this is the question that I want to give you today. And if you want to deepen the work, honestly, there's a Facebook group, which is called Divine You, Inner Wisdom Meets Outer Transformation. It's a little group at the moment, and I haven't done a lot there, I have to say. I want to be very honest, but I have lots of ideas in 2023 that are coming, so you can already jump in there, and we are just going to deepen everything that I'm sharing here. So if you feel ready, you can join there. Also, if you want to step into greatness with my support and my guidance and everything that I have with subconscious work and intuitive work and beliefs and energy changes and everything, you can also book a free one-on-one coaching call with me. And we're just looking, where are you now? Where you want to go? How I can support you? And then there's Manifestation Mastery, which I'm really looking forward to because I already have prepared all the sessions and it's going to be so good that I already want to do everything in the sessions. I'm like, I'm already on it. I already want to do that. So Manifestation Mastery is going to set you up for a powerful 2023. And what we're going to do together for free is to really visualize where you want to go, to really set your energy into the right state, and some more other things I'm not going to share now because they are kind of secret. So if you really want to, like, get clear on what you want to do and reach in 2023, and also if you want to dive deeper into manifestation, and not mainstream manifestation but really deeper manifestation work, then this is for you. You find all links either on my website johannavannechtern.com or in the show notes. So I'm so looking forward to your feedback, maybe on Instagram if you want to say hi there, and I hear you in the next episode here in Divine You. See you then. Bye bye.